They're not part of the problem. The problem is the treatment system. When it's time to waste more sludge, we're not going to use that old part of that treatment plant. We're not going to be putting anything in there. There's an aerated sludge holding tank. It's a mechanical aerator, but that's the way that flow gets to the connection point that the biosolids truck can get to. So it's all got to go there eventually anyway. So why not put it there in the first place and not run through an old oxidation ditch and a clarifier and another clarifier and then wind up messing, by the time the sludge got to where it needed to be disposed of, it was dizzy. So we're not going to run things that way. We'll use that one. So, but my first priority is getting the treatment line back out. Because that's, like I said, that sludge that's in those old tanks, it's not really in our way.
I know from experience that the sludge has odor. And where it sets, and those people have to live down there.
Well, I understand.
There's odor where that existing sludge is setting, and you said it's just sitting there and some of it's growing. So that's the reason that I'm concerned with getting it out of there as quick as possible.
We can get with the biosolids folks, and if they can back up to those tanks and start sucking that sludge out of there, the schedule is actually going to be on them. And if they can't do it, we can get Bormann's to come do it. We can get it out of there.
And that's what I want. I want, because the people who live down there, if they don't see that progression, then they don't think anything's happening. You can be inside there working, doing the best job that I know that you guys could do.
Right.
But if they don't see the sludge being removed, and they could still smell the odor, they know that there's still a problem. And I don't want the citizens of Rockaway to have anything to do with the sewer system having that problem.
We'll get the sludge out of there on a priority basis. But I'm telling you, the odor problem is because of the air. It's not because of that sludge that's sitting in those tanks. But we'll get it out of there. Okay?
Is there any Rockaway Beach official there, or?
Nobody official. I'm the citizen, that you're talking about.
So. Chris, did you
I'd like to speak on behalf of the Biosolids Commission. I'm chairman of the Biosolids Commission. And, the last few loads that came in from Rockaway were inadequate for treatment.
You want you up there?
Yeah, come up to the microphone if you don't mind.
I'm Chris Robertson. I'm chairman of the Biosolids Commission. The last loads come in from Rockaway were kind of a milky color and real inadequate for treatment. So what needs to happen before they want to take it? They're basically wasting their money, City of Branson, driving over there getting something that's low in solids and high in liquid. So what needs to happen is, like Rick said, it needs more air, which will help the odor, but it needs to be dewatered also and get the solids out.
Is that a piece of equipment that's in failure? Well, for it to be dewatered?
Well, like Rick said, you dewater it, you put air to it, which causes the water to come to the top, then you can decant the water off of it. If it just sits there, it's turned upside down, you can't decant. So if they would be spinning their wheels hauling, high in liquid sludge, right, instead of 3% solids.
The sludge storage and handling and treatment system over there is really a single tank with a mechanical aerator in it and decant capability. So it's a sludge thickening process, not really a dewatering process. A dewatering process is really something more along the lines of either a centrifuge or a belt filter press or something like that. That's not part of the design of that treatment system right now today. May be part of something that's going to come out of the engineering report, but right now today, there's nothing like that there.
Any Yeah, if you want to speak.
I've introduced myself to you guys before. My name's Gary Collis. I live down there in the neighborhood where the water treatment plant is. And over the last few months, I've been very involved because of all the issues y'all know about. The city has asked me because we change aldermen every year, every 2 years, mayor every 2 years. There's no constant there of anyone who has really paid much attention to that facility. They asked me if I would assist them in doing that. No, I've not worked water treatment plants, but I worked for 20 years in the oil and gas industry as maintenance superintendent for Exxon Mobil Corporation, and 20 years before that in the United States Army. So when they talk about certain equipment, they talk about certain functions, I know exactly what they're talking about. I went through the plant, and I've seen that equipment. I've seen the piping. I've seen the condition of it. And so I do understand that, Danny, but I ain't a licensed operator, okay?
And I didn't know it was you.
That's fine. No, I was just explaining who I was.
You voiced your concerns before.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is whenever the statement's made that they've authorized a citizen, a lot of times they just grab anybody that's willing to volunteer to do something, and sometimes that don't work.
Yeah. And so, you know, our current, the operator we had prior, we got funding from you guys, the commission, to make repairs. We had the funding for Sean and those guys. And he just didn't fulfill that promise. And so I took action to find someone who could work for us and help us out. So not knowing these guys, not ever met any of them, I did all the research on them and I talked to them extensively. I like the way they talk and I like the way they look and their history and their organization. Friday night, I got the city council to agree to take them on. So I think we're going to see improvements. You know, I've tried to explain to all of our neighbors down there what's taking place and keep them updated because, like you say, if they don't see trucks, my wife, she's looking out the window, she don't see a white truck down there from Biosolid, she's wondering why not. So that's how they think, and then the smell. So once I can report to them the type of progress Rick and his crew are making, that will go a long way too. They will know that something's happening. And I've asked John to really support us because Rick's going to provide an updated list of all the things that are going to be needed to make those types of repairs so that place can get cleaned up. We're probably going to have to come back to you guys for funding and so forth. And yes, we do have the funds there that, you know, pay for the biosolids and that sort of thing. I will confirm with the mayor today that how that system works. You know, I'm sure that the alderman approved the spending, but biosolids should bill that directly to the city, and then they approve those funds. But I'll get all that verified and let Rick know what it is. So that's where my role is, and I think we've done some positive things to turn the corner to get that place up and running right. But it's going to take a lot of work. So thank you, guys.
I got a question. I was not at the meeting on Friday. You were?
Yes.
Is it your opinion that the city is taking the plant as serious as they need to be?
The current mayor we have, yes. We've just had an election, and we have two new aldermen. One's been on the board for a couple of years, and the other one's been, how long has Buck been there? 6 months, 8 months. But they all seem very interested. Don knows we had a problem with the mayor, and that's one of the reasons he asked me to get more engaged and help them out, because I can pay more attention to it keep them informed, and he told me he will support whatever we need. So until he shows me otherwise, I'm going to believe.
Dealing with the city over the last few weeks, it has been frustrating, and their lack of response to EPA. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was not at the meeting on Friday. I don't believe they discussed it.
No, they did not.
EPA. I believe EPA had to contact them, which typically is supposed to be the other way around. So I just, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I just bring that up. It has been very concerning dealing with them.
Well, as soon as that report came out, I got a copy of it. I also have communications with DNR, the EPA, and they send me the stuff. I went to the city hall, and our city clerk, who has since resigned, he came and talked to you about the money. Well, he's resigned. Okay, so that's part of the problem there too, because I said you've got 10 days to respond to this thing, and he assured me that they were going to do it, the lawyers were going to do it. And so I did nothing, and I don't think that happened. So we've had some changes and upsets in our city government, and so hopefully we've got that worked out now.
So as far as you know, sir, there's no long-term plan once the plant gets in operation properly? Is there a long-term plan as to what the city's going to do to keep that maintained?
I don't know. They've been talking about whether to try to retain ownership of that facility or not. Okay, I don't think you can make any of that kind of decisions until we get things fixed. As long as we have a quality operator in there, maintaining that facility will not be anything beyond a routine deal. And if you've got competent operators that say, okay, we need to replace this or change this out or fix this, then you get the funding from the city and you do it. So I don't see that as a major issue unless they cannot generate enough funds from the collection of sewer charges to cover the cost. That I don't know. I think currently they are. That's how they have it built up in their fund right now. So, and then part of the survey is to possibly take on another community into that plant. And so there's more coming in, but there's also more revenue that would come in with that. Anything else? I appreciate y'all's help, and y'all's support, and y'all's time, and I'll probably be back again. Thank you.
If I could speak real quick to the EPA issue. In my years as water quality, I have met a lot of people, and the woman that signed the order, notice of violation, or maybe that's not even strong enough wording, the EPA notice that came to Rockaway here just a few weeks ago, Karen Flournoy, I know her personally, and I called her on Friday before the meeting, because I wanted to see what level of cooperation EPA was getting out of Rockaway so I would know what we were getting into if we wanted to take on operation of the plant. And Karen talked to her people that's directly involved with Rockaway, and she called me Friday afternoon and said that the level of cooperation, at least verbally right now, between their office and Rockaway has dramatically improved. They feel very confident that they have Rockaway's attention, that they're serious about making a change and trying to get this thing cleaned up. That was very encouraging to me. The other thing that Ozarks Environmental Services brings to the table that no other operator can do is we can help Rockaway prepare the documents EPA and DNR need. We can compare monthly monitoring reports. We can help them with a compliance schedule that EPA has demanded of Rockaway. There is a compliance schedule to get this thing back into operation that EPA has told Rockaway they have to complete. And so one thing we bring to the table is we can do more than just operate the plant. We can help them with paperwork In fact, we've hooked monitors up already